There were fireworks in the Washington, D.C. courtroom today where Senator Ted Stevens is on trial. Alaska's senior senator is accused of lying about taking more than $250,000 in gifts from oil field services company Vico. Judge Emmett Sullivan was upset today by the way prosecutors handled a potential witness. The situation led Stevens' lawyers to call for a mistrial. While the judge said that drastic step wasn't warranted, he is considering sanctions against the prosecution. APRN's Libby Casey is covering the trial from Washington. Hi, Libby.
Good evening, Laurie.
Libby, it's not uncommon for lawyers to call for mistrials or dismissals, but it sounds like the defense gained some traction with the judge. What happened?
Well, a Vico employee named Robert or Rocky Williams is someone who a lot of witnesses have been talking about during their testimony. He was Vico CEO Bill Allen's right-hand man and was allegedly a type of foreman out at the Stevens Girdwood home renovation project. The government had Williams in Washington last week interviewing him. However, they decided not to use him as a witness and sent him back to Alaska. Now, the government has to turn over to the defense any information that they uncover in the process of their investigation. And Stevens' lawyers say they were not given important information about what Williams had to say. In interviews, Williams told the government he worked fewer hours on the Stevens Girdwood home than showed up on Vico timesheets. And that matters because the biggest gift that the government is accusing Senator Stevens of taking is this house renovation. Ted Stevens and his wife did pay a contractor some money for the project, $160,000. His lawyers say they thought that covered the whole cost, but the prosecutors say Stevens must have known it cost far more. So the number of hours Williams put in at the house may be very relevant. And Rocky Williams had other things to say, that Ted Stevens only wanted the renovation to make his wife happy, and that he didn't actually want a much bigger house. He just wanted a place where he could chop and burn firewood. But what made the judge really furious was that the government sent Williams back to Alaska on a plane without notifying defense attorneys or the court that he was in Washington, even though he's under subpoena for the defense.
So, Libby, how did the judge handle it?
Well, Judge Sullivan was very angry. He told prosecutors this morning that they were treading on very thin ice, and after thinking it over during lunch, he said he found the situation very, very disturbing and amazing that the government didn't inform the court about the witness. The judge was basically on call this weekend and said he should have been notified about what was going on. Judge Sullivan said he's not suggesting at this point that there was misconduct on the government's part, but the prosecutors have to file a brief tonight defending what happened. The government says they sent Williams back to Alaska for an important reason that hasn't been disclosed publicly. It was mentioned in a motion that he has some medical issues. Now, the defense wanted a mistrial because of this, and while the judge wouldn't go that far, he did allow them to recall a witness from Friday, Cheryl Boomershine, who was a bookkeeper at Vico. She had said last week that Vico had a code for the Girdwood house and that she was told to keep it off the books. Conveniently, Boomershine was still in Washington, so she was brought back in today, and the defense had her say repeatedly that even though she handled Rocky Williams' paychecks, she had no knowledge of what he was actually doing or if he was working on side projects at the time. Now, Lori, it's important to note that all of this drama happened away from the jury. The judge just told them that Boomershine was back because additional information was available.
So after the dust settled from all that, was there any time left for other witnesses?
Yes. One, Brian Byrne, is a contractor hired by Vico to build a first floor deck, and he testified that he was told to be discreet about working at the house because it was Senator Stevens' house and because Vico is an oil field services company, not generally in the home construction business. Other Vico employees testified about putting heat tape on the roof and stringing lights, like Christmas lights, around the house and property.
Well, that Christmas lights in particular don't sound like an extravagant gift.
Yeah, but in this case, the workers estimate that these rope lights cost $10,000 to $12,000 and went all over the house, up a giant spruce tree, and were so intense that neighbors complained. It took 6 to 8 people 8 to 10 days to install them. So the prosecution saying this is a major gift.
Well, tomorrow, Libby, will the government's star witness Bill Allen take the stand?
He is expected to, after a few other witnesses are called, although the schedule is in flux and there's a lot of debate about what will and won't be told to the jurors about Allen.
All right, Libby, thanks for that update.
Thanks a lot, Lori.
Libby Casey is APRN's Washington, D.C. correspondent covering the trial of Senator Ted Stevens.